Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, you've helped build MyPillow into an amazing company that it is right now. Mike Lindell, the inventor, CEO, wants to give back to you for doing that, being part of that process. And that's why he's offering great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener specials, get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. I've got all of them. I love them. For example, Mike's offering a buy one, get one free offer today on MyPillows. You can also pre-order Mike's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. And you'll get $10 off with promo code KMC and free shipping on your entire order. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials for the buy one, get one free MyPillow offer. Enter promo code KMC or call 800-506-2641 for these great specials. That's 800-506-2641. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know that back in 2010, laws were passed by the United States government to give the authority to a newly created entity within the Federal Reserve to be able to seize portions of your bank accounts, your 401k, your IRA. Yep, you heard me. Your 401k, IRA, and your bank accounts. Sounds scary, but it's already happened in 8 countries in the last 7 years. Get the facts on what they can do by receiving the white paper titled The Coming Bail-In. See how all of this was set up to help manage our out-of-control debt. Learn how to protect your future and your hard-earned money by investing those funds into precious metals. So when the bail-in happens, you'll have peace of mind. Call Landmark Capital today at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. Or go online to landmarkgold.com.
Balance of nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants.
I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I've seen it in my lab and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true, and it's only natural.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Balance of Nature is now offering a 35% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. This offer may end at any time, so don't wait to start Dr. Howard's Health Challenge. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Are you looking for more than just a job, more than a career? Maybe a true mission where you can help families every day and help provide a great future for your own family? Let me tell you about Grace Advisors. Grace Advisors is on a mission to help serve and protect families. They're Christians working with Christians to help prepare them against events in life that can be catastrophic. They don't offer get-rich opportunities with huge risk. They offer sound, safe, and sensible planning for retirement, college planning, tax and estate planning, legacy gifting, and much more. If you work in the life insurance or financial services industry and are looking for an opportunity to provide a great future for your family while working with families who value the same core beliefs that you do, then you need to talk with Grace Advisors. They'll provide you free qualified leads and give you sales support with a complete back office to provide case assistance, appointment setting, administration assistance, and more. If you are ready to help families, not to sell them, go to ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. That's ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. Or call 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. Grace Advisors. It's not a new career. It's a new mission.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters. It's a Tech Tuesday. We'll get into that towards the back half of the show. There's a man who wants to replace one of those do-nothing Democrats who said he wouldn't vote for impeachment but then admitted that he would. Mike Gaselli is going to be here to explain why he should be your guy. Carol Markowitz from the New York Post checking in for her weekly hit. And in the green room first, Lady Kim Strassel. Stay with us.
Binge thinking. Kevin McCullough. Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Did I make a mistake? Well, maybe in the grand scheme of things, yeah. But did I make a mistake based upon some ethical lapse? Absolutely not.
All right, that was Hunter Biden. He's finally emerged from the mole hole that he's been buried in for the last, I don't know, 6, 8, 10 weeks, years, however long it's been. And admitting today, was that Good Morning America? Good Morning America, he took the money. He took $50,000 a month, while the average Ukrainian family was making $350 a month. Let me just make that perfectly clear. Someone who is covering all this nonsense, because that's what she does, and she does it better than almost anybody else in the business, is the best-selling author, Kimberly Strassel. She's you've known about her book called The Intimidation Game, but she's got a brand-new book that's out. We're going to talk about that as well. She's a columnist for The Wall Street Journal, and she's one of our favorite go-to people here at Kevin McCullough Radio. Kim, congratulations on the new book. It looks fantastic. We will talk about it, but big, big congrats on it.
Oh, thanks, Kevin. And by the way, you are one of my favorite go-to radio hosts.
Well, thanks. So let's just do a little, you know, day in the life here of the impeachment scandal, quarrel, squalor, whatever it is that we're calling Washington, D.C. these days. So we had last week, we had, you know, a number of other revelations come out where, you know, you had the Ukrainian MP say that even Biden himself got some money at some point in time. What in your day-to-day reporting of what is going on, where do we stand right now? Is Adam Schiff going to proceed, even though it looks like he has nothing to proceed on? Will Nancy Pelosi call for this vote ever to give the Republicans an equal and fair chance to defend themselves? What's your take?
So let's talk about what we do know and then what we don't know.
Okay.
So here's what we do know. We do know now that the Bidens have publicly acknowledged that what Hunter Biden was doing was inappropriate because he resigned from a Chinese board and he said, I won't do this again if my dad is my dad becomes president. That to me is an admission that what you were doing
when he was vice president.
Yes, it didn't smell good. Now, I mean, you can decide whether or not you want to go all the way and use a corruption word. I don't think we have enough evidence of that, but it's an indication that they understood that this was an enormous conflict of interest and a big problem. Okay, so that's what we do know. As for Adam Schiff and his impeachment inquiry, we know nothing. And the reason we know nothing is because they're holding all of this in secret. We're only getting leaked tiny snippets and biased versions of accounts. This reminds me very much going back a couple of years when we were in the middle of the whole mess with the Russia collusion narrative.
Right.
And everybody was just out there feeding their theories when, in fact, the American public had no real facts.
So, Kim, let me ask you this, because I've had Congressman Zeldin in my studio to talk about this. And we've talked to some other members of the committee. Is Schiff actually preventing Republicans from even attending the sessions that are going on behind closed doors?
Well, we had this story with Congressman Matt Gaetz yesterday, and I do think it's sort of stunning that Adam Schiff is telling any congressman, don't come and inform yourself, okay? Because normally the problem we have in Washington is that congressmen don't bother to show up for enough things and know what's actually going on. Now, Gaetz is a member of the Judiciary Committee, and only, a couple of weeks ago, we had Jerry Nadler, the head of that committee, saying he was running the impeachment inquiry. And so now Matt Gaetz goes to sit in on the new committees that are running the impeachment inquiry, and he's told that he can't even attend. So, I mean, again, everything about this is being handled in a bizarro way. It in no way reflects the way that we've held our other two modern impeachment inquiries. They're being done in secret. The White House isn't being allowed to hear the evidence or to call their own witnesses. Republicans aren't being allowed to cross-examine. There's nothing about this as being open, and I think this is why Democrats have a little bit of problem and why they haven't sold this to a huge number of Americans.
I know that you are active on Twitter. because I follow you, and I recommend that everybody else does as well. Kim Strassel is her handle. But you've seen in the last 24 hours, Kim, the way the supposed accusations about John Bolton and what he did or didn't say to the secretary have erupted. I'm just curious your take on some of the theories about whether or not Bolton was the leaker, maybe not. What do you think about John Bolton's new role in this whole mess?
You know, again, it's just really hard to know. I mean, and I'm not trying to dodge that question, Kevin. It's just more, remember what happened in the run-up to actually getting the transcript of Donald Trump's call to the Ukraine. Okay, I mean, there, all of this, the same sort of thing was floating around. You know, this is terrible. He did something that was obviously, you know, newspapers were reporting that he directly pressured the Ukrainian president to investigate Biden 8 times. You know, that just wasn't true in the end when we finally saw the transcript. So I'm just super reluctant to kind of comment on what any of this means until we actually have the information.
Well, and that's one of the reasons why, friends, I always point you to Kim's work, because this is exactly what you get. You get fact-based reporting in a context of somebody who's worked it for quite a while. She's seen the Washington, D.C. scene closer than most, and she's able to understand what the context of all that means. Let me ask you about the New York Times admission this week with Savannah Guthrie. James Stewart said on the Today Show, it may have been last week actually, that there is in fact a deep state, and that they are taking the patriotic duty of holding government accountable. Kim, I don't know if you heard his comments. Let me play him for you just so you can react to what I'm talking about here.
In a sense, he's right. There is a deep state. There is a bureaucracy in our country. What Trump calls the deep state in the United States is protecting the American people and protecting the Constitution. It's a positive thing.
That's a counterpart of yours over at The New York Times, James B. Stewart. Your reaction to that?
Well, that is the theme of my book right there. What he is essentially admitting is that Donald Trump is fighting a war against his own administration. He's being sabotaged from within. Okay, I've got an entire chapter on this in my book about the constant stream of leaks nearly daily that he has faced since he got there. And bureaucrats who have refused to implement administration orders. Look at Sally Yates and different bureaucrats that have tried to slow down the administration agenda or the whistleblower complaints, etc. Now, you can say he can say over there they're protecting the country. But guess what? If these are the rules, I mean, these are the new rules of the game. Anyone gets to do anything they want. They don't have to follow the rules and regulations placed out before them. They don't have to follow their employment agreements. They don't have to do any of that just because they don't like the president in charge. The entire theme of my book is that these are the standards and the institutions that are being damaged that are going to be with us a very long time, because you've watched Washington as long as I have, Kevin. Once you let genies like this out of the bottle, they do not go back in again. How are we going to fix our Senate confirmation process that they broke? What are we going to do in future with impeachment? Let's say Donald Trump loses next year and Elizabeth Warren is elected president, but we get Republicans in both the House and the Senate. Do we immediately proceed with impeachment proceedings? Because, I mean, that's the standard they have essentially laid out. So We've got all of these transgressions that they're doing on a daily basis. They justify them every day, but the damage that they are causing is going to be around for a very long time.
All right. So that's well said. And here's what I want you to do, friend, if you're listening. First of all, go buy Kimberly Strassel's new book, Resistance at All Costs, How Trump Haters Are Breaking America. You can get it at Amazon. Any great bookseller is going to have it. New York Times bestselling author Kimberly Strassel, Wall Street Journalist, columnist. Now, for those of you listening on radio, we're going to proceed with today's show. We've got a lot of things to get to. Carol Markowitz is here. Mike Gasali, who's running for that New Jersey 5 seat that's very important in taking back Congress next year. We'll also talk technology all before we're done on today. But Kim and I are going to keep talking, and we're going to put this on the features podcast section of the podcast universe. And there's a lot more to dig into that she just brought up. So go check that out as well. And subscribe to the podcast. You'll be glad you did. Get all of the Kevin McCullough stuff every day, absolutely free, never behind a paywall. Kevin McCullough Radio, stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, you've helped build MyPillow into an amazing company that it is right now. Mike Lindell, the inventor, CEO, wants to give back to you for doing that, being part of that process. And that's why he's offering great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener specials, get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. I've got all of them. I love them. For example, Mike's offering a buy one, get one free offer today on MyPillows. You can also pre-order Mike's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. And you'll get $10 off with promo code KMC and free shipping on your entire order. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials for the buy one, get one free MyPillow offer. Enter promo code KMC or call 800-506-2641 for these great specials. That's 800-506-2641. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Are you feeling, as fall has set in, that you're finding yourself a little bit, you don't have the energy to keep up? We've got three kids in three different schools going to 90 miles an hour. It's tough around the McCullough household, but we're doing better than we've done in the past, and it's because I'm on my daily dose of Balance of Nature. 10 servings of 31 fruits and vegetables in every day's dose. And sometimes I take a little more. If I feel like I got the little sniffles coming on, or I feel like I'm fighting the allergies, I up the dosage. And guess what? I still don't get the seasonal bronchitis that I used to get every single time the weather changed. I haven't gotten it in 4.5 years. Balance of Nature has changed my life. And right now, I want you to try it. Your skin will look better. You'll have more energy, but it'll improve the quality of your life. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, and that will give you our best pricing and free shipping. Plus, we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited-time offer, so don't wait. We're going to get the best pricing and free shipping on all your orders, but also get a $25 off first order only. Limited time offer. Don't wait. Call now. 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. That's 246-8751. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code KMC.
You've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful. That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking, since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate, that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at GetBenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. GetBenefits.info. That's GetBenefits.info. GetBenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443.
Kevin McCullough says she is the most needed editorial voice in print today. Listeners have voted her fan favorite for 4 years running. The amazing mind of Carol Markowitz, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Situation at hand, and he spoke, and so many people could have been harmed, not only financially but physically, emotionally, spiritually. So just be careful what we tweet and we say and what we do, even though yes, we do have freedom of speech, but there can be a lot of negative that comes with that too.
There's the dumbest man in the NBA right now. His name is LeBron James. Front page of the Drudge Report earlier today had him bowing to the communists last night. I'm curious as to my next guest's reach on this, because I don't know that she's a huge NBA fan. I know she likes the NFL, and she likes the right team in the NFL, but I'm not sure that basketball does much for her. But Carol, have you followed any of the yeah. China nonsense? I'm just curious to your take on that.
Yeah, you know, yes, I have. And of course, it's amazing to watch people cower in front of China like this. It's really sad. And I'm not an NBA fan. I just happen to not like basketball, but it's been really telling watching this whole thing unfold, where they're just willing to surrender all their principles for the Chinese market. And that's just sad and pathetic. And I don't know where we're going to go from here.
I would like LeBron to fully understand what he said in that soundbite, though, because he was criticizing the coach of the Houston Rockets, who actually tweeted support for the people of Hong Kong.
Yep.
And just, you know, LeBron, who would you be? Like, if you could trade places with a kid that grew up in China or that grew up in Hong Kong, which would you choose? And why would that? I don't even think he could probably give an answer. I think this was just a bunch of silly millionaire and billionaires kind of protecting their own interest and really willing to throw the American ideals under the bus as it played out. But anyway,
right.
I was...
Absolutely. And you know, the one thing that I feel like is going unnoticed or unmentioned is this sort of a few weeks before this happened, Michael Bloomberg appeared on The Firing Line and did something very similar that didn't get as much attention, where he said that China is not a dictatorship. And it was shocking. And yet it didn't get a lot of play, I feel like, because it's just heading in this direction where we're just going to pretend that China isn't what we all know it is, because we want to have the financial, openness with them.
Yeah.
And it's really crazy that America's heading down this road.
Well, you know, it was a George W. Bush administration that kind of opened up that middle class entrepreneurial gateway to them. And the thinking was if we can entice them to get on board with at least free market ideas, then maybe they'll let their people, they'll see the value of freedom. I don't know that it's worked out that way at all. It seems like some people have gotten wealthy, but the people of China are not free, and the people of Hong Kong don't want to go down that path. So it's
right. I mean, we either care about that or we don't.
Yeah.
And it's going to be interesting to see how Americans answer that question.
That's true. And our next election should tell us a lot. OK, I want to get to your piece from Monday because I'm not sure whether or not you were able to see it or not. But the Saturday Night Live revived the Oscar the Grouch character with a pretty sick parody, actually, of the Joker movie and the what they called the Twisted Minds of Sesame Place. My 5-year-old still loves Sesame Street, even though he didn't watch it. Like, it's mostly watched off Netflix and that sort of thing, but it's had a lot of staying power. You wrote about it this week. Why?
You know, I love Sesame Street. My daughter, when she was 18 months old, counted to 10 out of nowhere, and we realized that we hadn't taught her. It was the count that taught her to do that.
One more kid who can count.
When it was time to get rid of the pacifier that our kids had, there was a song for that. We did potty training by showing them Sesame Street videos. It was all very helpful. And I love their thing about teaching kids how to be good people and how to grow up a little bit and all of that stuff. Big fan. But their recent move where they're going to have this character, where they already have this character, a puppet who is in foster care because her parents are drug addicts and they're in rehab. And then they introduce a real girl with a real family whose parents were also in treatment, and how difficult that is for both of them. And I'm extremely sensitive to the opioid epidemic. I really am.
You've written about it.
I think, I've written about it. I've had friends die of it. Like, I mean, it's really heart-wrenching. But I don't think that the target audience for that storyline should be small children. I your 5-year-old watches it. I can't imagine your 5-year-old going a lot past 5 watching Sesame Street. That's sort of the cutoff age for it. And under 5, it's like hard to really convey to kids what they're talking about. What does it mean that the parents aren't there and the kids are in somebody else's care because they have a problem?
Yeah.
It's just not the right target audience. I would have no problem with a show for 9-year-olds, for 10-year-olds, for 12-year-olds, for 15-year-olds going down this route. But Sesame Street makes no sense to me.
Well, and, you know, they've done this on other things. And I know that this wasn't the focus of your column, and you might not even it might not even bother you. But when they started talking about exploring alternative lifestyles and other things on the show a couple of years ago, again, it's like, you know, your sweet spot, Sesame Street, is, you know, the letter C. Do the letter C. Do the numbers 1 through 6. You know, do the stuff that you're good at. Let the parents do that other stuff. It's the same kind of issue I have with some of the drawbacks of public education, where they sometimes go over into these areas that I, as a parent and as a religious parent, someone whose faith plays a big deal in our lives, I want to have a lot more control over how that's discussed and introduced. And I would think that the opioid issue would be an exact duplicate of that.
Yeah, I mean, even not super sensitive topics like that, even, say, climate change, I think that we're terrifying kids. I think that there's nothing that these small children could do about it except lay awake at night
yeah.
worrying that the world's going to end. And I don't want that for my kids. And I don't want the hysteria around that. And I don't want the science class becoming Greta videos, which it actually is.
I know. That's the bad part. And I actually do think that her parents have committed child abuse against her. Like, there's no reason that a 12-year-old should be running around that hysterical.
Terrified.
About it. And it's just really wrong. Well, good stuff. Great column. And friends, go read it. It's in the New York Post. Nightmare on Sesame Street. Talking social relevance way too far. And there were no Muppets harmed in the writing of this column. So we'll go from
there. Thank you, Kevin.
All right.
Thanks.
Well, Kermit the Frog here. And we're very good to have you, Carol. Thank you for being with us today.
All right. Coming right back. We've got a lot to get to. He wants to take back the New Jersey 5th Congressional District. Will Mike Gasalli have what it takes? He joins me next to discuss why. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, you've helped build MyPillow into an amazing company that it is right now. Mike Lindell, the inventor, CEO, wants to give back to you for doing that, being part of that process. And that's why he's offering great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener specials, get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. I've got all of them. I love them. For example, Mike's offering a buy one, get one free offer today on MyPillows. You can also pre-order Mike's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. And you'll get $10 off with promo code KMC and free shipping on your entire order. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials for the buy one, get one free MyPillow offer. Enter promo code KMC or call 800-506-2641 for these great specials. That's 800-506-2641. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Are you feeling, as fall has set in, that you're finding yourself a little bit, you don't have the energy to keep up? We've got three kids in three different schools going to 90 miles an hour. It's tough around the McCullough household, but we're doing better than we've done in the past, and it's because I'm on my daily dose of Balance of Nature. 10 servings of 31 fruits and vegetables in every day's dose. And sometimes I take a little more. If I feel like I got the little sniffles coming on, or I feel like I'm fighting the allergies, I up the dosage. And guess what? I still don't get the seasonal bronchitis that I used to get every single time the weather changed. I haven't gotten it in 4.5 years. Balance of Nature has changed my life. And right now, I want you to try it. Your skin will look better. You'll have more energy, but it'll improve the quality of your life. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, and that will give you our best pricing and free shipping. Plus, we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited-time offer, so don't wait. We're going to get the best pricing and free shipping on all your orders, but also get a $25 off first order only. Limited time offer. Don't wait. Call now. 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. That's 246-8751. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code KMC.
Decision 2020. America at the crossroads. Freedom versus socialism, American values versus global elitism, the presidential election that will define our nation for decades to come. Exclusive coverage now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Very glad to have you with us. And yes, we dedicate a portion of what we're doing almost every day to the election of 2020 because it's that important. It's going to be one of the most important elections of our lifetime, and not just for the presidency. The fate of the People's Congress is going to be held in the hands of the voters. And I believe personally, and I can't influence every congressional race across the board, but friends, there are four races I think that people of goodwill and common sense in this listening area can help win for the good guys. And they would be New York 11, Nicole Malliotakis taking on Sam Rose. I think that in New York 14, I think if Councilman Cabrera can get ahead of steam against AOC in the primary, and you know, color me bold and crazy here, but wouldn't a better Democrat be better in that seat than a Republican who loses by a landslide? I'm not saying that's going to happen. I'm just saying now that Councilman Cabrera is in that race, it becomes very interesting. He's a personal friend. I have a lot of respect for him. But in New York 18, Shel Farley and Sean Patrick Maloney, and then over in New Jersey 5, you've got a bunch of guys that want to try to take a stab at it. But I'm really impressed with my next guest because I've had a chance to visit with him on a couple of occasions now. And what he has done as the executive in Montvale, New Jersey, is so impressive. I think if he can do a tenth of that for the congressional district, he would go leaps and bounds back to the voters, and they would be really happy with him. His name is Mike Gasala, and he rejoins us. Mike, last time we talked on air, it was you and me hovering over a microphone in a dimly lit restaurant somewhere. Today you get to be on the show live. Thanks for being here.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure, Kevin. Thanks for having me here.
You're running against Josh Gottheimer. If you get the nomination, you'll be up against Josh Gottheimer. And he's one of these Democrats that won a Trump district. But he said a number of weeks ago that he was not down for impeachment, and he seems to have changed his mind. From where you sit and how the district is laid out, how do you think that's playing right now in New Jersey 5?
Well, he's trying to play both sides, but he has to make a decision, and he has to follow Nancy Pelosi and the squad. He has to follow what his team is doing. So he will be for that. He doesn't represent me or my values or our district here.
Well, and in doing so, let's talk about what your district is like. For people that aren't familiar with New Jersey 5, it's a fairly conservative from a social and economic standpoint district, but it's a pretty diverse district. Talk about the wide variety of people that you serve in District 5.
Yeah, fairly. So it's four counties: Bergen, Sussex, and Warren, and parts of Passaic County. About 700,000 people that live in this district, and it's so diverse that take town by town. If you take my town, Montvale, we have natives of 43 countries and speak 22 languages in 4 square miles. Across the district, we probably represent most of the nationalities and religious races. It's a very diverse district, fairly conservative. Sussex and Warren are very conservative. In Bergen, it's almost 50-50.
And trending in the other direction a little bit each year. But let's talk about from the standpoint of what you would like to do as congressman. Why do you want to stop being a mayor of Montvale and go represent this group in Washington?
I love being a mayor. I love everything about being a mayor, Kevin. And here in the last 4 years, 3.5 years or so, we have 110 new businesses. And today's Tuesday, we would have 4 new businesses signed on, 4,000 new jobs, zero tax increases on the municipal level. And if I can do this in a small town, I could do it across the district, town by town. I can go to Washington. I am a worker. I'm a doer. I can, stand there and do nothing and just watch things. Nothing's happening. I have a whole team behind me. I have volunteers helping me. And I want to do the same thing in Washington. That's why I want to do this.
Well, and I think that is the kind of can-do spirit that that district needs. But in order to do that, you're going to have to dislodge somebody who's got a big bank account and who had Hillary Clinton on his side for the last two go-arounds. How do you counter that?
Yeah, the money will not be the winning piece here. He has $6 million, it'll probably be $7 million, maybe $8 million by next year. I just finished my first quarter. We raised about $300,000, and that's just in my own circle. I think we'll be about $1 million, $1.5 million by next June. I'm running on my message and the platform and the fact that I am running to save the American dream. I see it being lost every single day. And like you said a few minutes ago, the trend is going the other way, where we have the Democrats and the left giving things for free. And I would say this to my kids: free has no value. I worked hard for everything that I have. I fought for everything, and I still wash my own car because I enjoy that. There's value in there. There's satisfaction that I paid for my own car, and I want to wash it by my own hands. If it's free, I don't care. It's dirty. It's broken. So be it. So that's what I want to say, and I want to bring those values back to Washington.
Well, it's pretty incredible. I spend some time in your town from time to time, and I'm just so impressed with how just optimally everything is running and operated, and to know that the people before you lost some of those big businesses, but you've been able to bring in 114 new companies and all those thousands of workers. Yeah, if you can do that for one town, I imagine you could do that for the district. Mike Gasali, we want people to follow you on Twitter and on your website. Where do they go to find you?
It's GasaliForCongress.com, and I am on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Gasali for Congress.
Gasali, G-H-A-S-S-A-L-I. For Congress, and check it out on Instagram, Twitter, and online. Mike, we'll talk to you again as the election nears. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it, sir.
Kevin McCullough, when we come back, all the news that's fit to talk about from the technology perspective. It's Kevin McCullough. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, you've helped build MyPillow into an amazing company that it is right now. Mike Lindell, the inventor, CEO, wants to give back to you for doing that, being part of that process. And that's why he's offering great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener specials, get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. I've got all of them. I love them. For example, Mike's offering a buy one, get one free offer today on MyPillows. You can also pre-order Mike's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. And you'll get $10 off with promo code KMC and free shipping on your entire order. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials for the buy one, get one free MyPillow offer. Enter promo code KMC or call 800-506-2641 for these great specials. That's 800-506-2641. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Are you feeling, as fall has set in, that you're finding yourself a little bit, you don't have the energy to keep up? We've got three kids in three different schools going to 90 miles an hour. It's tough around the McCullough household, but we're doing better than we've done in the past, and it's because I'm on my daily dose of Balance of Nature. 10 servings of 31 fruits and vegetables in every day's dose. And sometimes I take a little more. If I feel like I got the little sniffles coming on, or I feel like I'm fighting the allergies, I up the dosage. And guess what? I still don't get the seasonal bronchitis that I used to get every single time the weather changed. I haven't gotten it in 4.5 years. Balance of Nature has changed my life. And right now, I want you to try it. Your skin will look better. You'll have more energy, but it'll improve the quality of your life. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, and that will give you our best pricing and free shipping. Plus, we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited-time offer, so don't wait. We're going to get the best pricing and free shipping on all your orders, but also get a $25 off first order only. Limited time offer. Don't wait. Call now. 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. That's 246-8751. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code KMC.
You've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful. That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking, since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate, that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at GetBenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. GetBenefits.info. That's GetBenefits.info. GetBenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443.
Breaking news on the trending technology you need and can't live without. Ari Zeldin of Quantum Media Group, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, it's Tuesday. That means we check technology breaking news, and there's a lot of interesting things happening that have gotten my attention in recent days. Did you hear about this this YouTube viral video that went crazy all over the place. It was President Trump, and he was shooting people, and it was they've reviewed it, and they said it didn't violate any rules of anything. But it reminded me that just a couple of days ago, I had seen an article about some analyst predictions about how deep fakes, which we will get to understand what those are in a second, are going to be used in this election cycle, unlike any way they've been used in the past. Here to discuss is subbing for Ari Zoldan today, Michael Berean, who rejoins us. And Michael, I always appreciate your understanding of this because you live in this stuff, you know, all the time. And I just talk about it on Tuesdays. But deepfakes is a relatively new term that has kind of emerged in popularity in the mainstream in the last year. But for people that are uninitiated, what are they referring to when they talk about these videos as deepfakes?
So these are the ability to manipulate the video to tell a false narrative, basically, Kevin. So it's the ability to, you know, swap out faces and just make, you know, video content look like something that it's not with technology.
But it's not. Yeah, but to be clear, it's not like the JidJab videos where, you know, the face is always pointing in the same direction and the mouth only opens up and down. And like, these are actually manipulatable. Like it's more like what they did in Rogue One, making the past characters come to life so realistically that they look like they were actually in the movie.
No, definitely. It's the technology is incredible. And think about where it's going to be in 5 or 10 years. It's just going to get better. I think the problem becomes, you know, when it's no longer used for entertainment. There's a lot of comedy Instagram accounts that use, you know, face swapping and deepfake technology to create funny parodies, right? But when you start to, you know, put videos out there that are trying to sway public opinion, especially in politics, that's when it becomes a little bit kind of, you know, scary and edgy.
Yeah, I would also think that on a personal level, this would be technology that people of ill intent could try to harm people in very significant ways on a personal level as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, we've seen from the past, you know, producing propaganda content can sway public opinion because everybody's getting their beliefs and their thoughts and their news from social media platforms. And when you can't tell the difference between what's real and what's fake and what's entertainment and what's reality, it's impressing upon people the wrong idea about things. That's territory where there needs to be some type of, in my opinion, monitoring, and it needs to be looked at closely.
Yeah, I almost don't even understand how they eventually rationally get to a place, Michael, where they're able to monitor it, because as you say, as Ari says all the time, the technology is just going to continue to get better. You know, it's going to get better, you know, like by decades, by every day pretty soon compared to what it used to be. And there's not going to be any real way to stop that. So you're going to talk about like the development of ultimately alternate universes and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, either that or, you know, I foresee obviously in the future, you know, multiple point verification, right? So
okay, so blockchain, you know, helps keep deepfakes from getting too bad.
Similarly, yeah, where you're going to have now multiple points of verification, like multiple websites or multiple outlets that you could go to that each independently verify the truth behind something, and then you'll know that that's a reality. I see honestly, you know, content media progressing to that at some point where you're going to need to use the technology now to do it, some type of verification,
yeah,
from more than one source.
Yeah. All right. Interesting. Hey, I just saw this in the Post today. You know, I guess Apple's tired of the $1,000-plus iPhones. Some analyst is predicting they're going to come out with under $400 phone in 2020. Should everybody just hold off on that 11 or the 11S with all those camera lenses and everything that they have?
Man, if you could have told the people back in the 70s that they'd be walking around with a supercomputer in their pocket for $400, they would have thought you were crazy.
Yeah. Well, I feel glad that I didn't jump onto the really expensive ones. I think I've still got an 8S, and it's getting me through the day just fine. So I'm happy with that. So we're sitting in the living room last night watching, I don't know, Dancing with the Stars or something. My bride had the TV on, and one of the streaming service commercials for the new Disney streaming service came up. And I saw something, and I know you follow these things fairly closely. I saw a Simpsons like outtake in the Disney streaming commercial, and I thought the Disney stuff was only going to be Disney. Are these streaming services going to open up beyond just what they are producing themselves?
Oh, totally. I mean, we're in the streaming wars now. That's what everyone's calling it, and everybody's jumping on board. It's definitely going to become the future. I think it serves the user well as far as content, because we're going to see a need for way more artistry, way more creative, way more content, you know, in the market. But also now people have to go to different platforms to get different content that they associate with. Like we saw Game of Thrones, you know, brought so many users over to the HBO Go platform. Now Game of Thrones is done. Where do all those people go if they're not going to stay on there? Do they stay with the program, or do they switch to something else like Netflix or Hulu? Peacock is another new one. So I really think it's going to become an evolution where you're going to be able to eventually have to cherry pick your own package of the content that you want to watch. For instance, you could watch some shows from Netflix and some shows from Amazon Prime Video, some shows from Hulu. But to have people locked into 5-6 different streaming services, to me, is crazy. So there's going to need to be an evolution there. Maybe
so an aggregator of streamers. And so there's going to be an industry for streaming aggregation.
I could see that, like an Expedia or a Kayak for streaming. But I think what's interesting about Disney is their ability to merge the physical world with the streaming world. I think that'd be really cool.
That's going to be so nuts. And my friends that have already been able to go to the Star Wars park in Disneyland have already confirmed this. But it's only going to get better. And I know that Galaxy's Edge is about to open Disney World. But that's going to be like when you can actually fly the Millennium Falcon to Tatooine. That's going to be the best. Am I a nerd or what? Yes, yep. I am. Proudly, signed, sealed, delivered.
Right there with you.
All right.
Right there with you.
Hey, Michael, always good to get caught up. Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks, Kevin. Have a great one.
Kevin McCullough, my final thought coming up next.
Balance of nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
I've had a corrective lens restriction on my driver's license for years and years, meaning that I have to drive with glasses. So my birthday came up and my license was going to expire on my birthday. So I went to the DMV, you know, to get that renewed, and I passed the eye exam without glasses. And the lady, she's just looking at me going, how does that even work? She goes, you ace the whole thing. And I said, well, I started taking these supplements and I started explaining it to her. And you know, I tell everybody about it. It's been a huge blessing for me, for sure. I'll be on this stuff for the rest of my life. It's amazing.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Balance of Nature is now offering a 35% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. This offer may end at any time, so don't wait to start Dr. Howard's Health Challenge. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, you've helped build MyPillow into an amazing company that it is right now. Mike Lindell, the inventor, CEO, wants to give back to you for doing that, being part of that process. And that's why he's offering great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener specials, get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. I've got all of them. I love them. For example, Mike's offering a buy one, get one free offer today on MyPillows. You can also pre-order Mike's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. And you'll get $10 off with promo code KMC and free shipping on your entire order. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials for the buy one, get one free MyPillow offer. Enter promo code KMC or call 800-506-2641 for these great specials. That's 800-506-2641. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know that back in 2010, laws were passed by the United States government to give the authority to a newly created entity within the Federal Reserve to be able to seize portions of your bank accounts, your 401k, your IRA? Yep, you heard me. Your 401k, IRA, and your bank accounts. Sounds scary, but it's already happened in 8 countries in the last 7 years. Get the facts on what they can do by receiving the white paper titled The Coming Bail-In. See how all of this was set up to help manage our out-of-control debt. Learn how to protect your future and your hard-earned money by investing those funds into precious metals. So when the bail-in happens, you'll have peace of mind. Call Landmark Capital today at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. Or go online to landmarkgold.com.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right. Thank you so much for making us part of your afternoon on the drive home. More and more of you continue to tell your friends and you continue to download the podcast. We have had the most amazing growth. In fact, we've already eclipsed the number of podcast downloads for the entire year from last year. Here at the beginning of fall. So thank you for those of you that are not only joining us, but then reliving those segments or forwarding them on to friends that you find them helpful. And like today's discussion with Kim Strassel, perfect type of segment to blast out to your friends that need the information. Because as she said, there's not a reliable place that is interested in telling you the truth, that is wholly committed to telling you the truth in the mainstream press right now. They are heavily invested in a narrative that says we've got to impeach the president. And so if you're looking for that, or if it's the helpful stuff for technology, or even what Carol wrote about, you know, regarding Sesame Street, it's all good stuff. And friends, that's why we make it available to you. We never put it behind a paywall. It's always available free at iTunes and SoundCloud. Just look for Kevin McCullough Radio or KMC Radio. Now, a number of weeks ago, I started hashtagging a little thing on Tuesdays called Tuesdays on Purpose. And I've got another installment. I actually skipped a week last week. I didn't mean to do that. I went through a bit of a self-reflection week last week. And I've got one that's going to come out of there. But today's is really important. My wife dragged me to a fire class at our gym this last week. It's where you have intermittent high-intensity training along with some very, very, very basic yoga stuff, stretching and so forth. And I didn't think I would survive. But I did. And it made me realize something. Sometimes you try something new and difficult for the first time. Sometimes it ends up being harder than you thought it would be. And sometimes it doesn't kill you. In fact, sometimes you find that you make it through, and in doing so, you've had your eyes opened, and you might even have a greater sense of ultimate potential because of it. And this is true whether it's an exercise class or a challenging relationship or a difficulty at work or at home. Friends, sometimes it is the getting out of the cocoon that makes the butterfly's wings come to life. And that's why I want you to persevere today. Do it. Embrace it again. You tried it once. It was hard, but it didn't kill you. Try it one more time. See if it gets any better the next go around. All right? Do it on purpose. I'm Kevin McCullough.